I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iranian pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was back in court over the weekend. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it was good news this time.
Instead, the court withdrew the guilty verdict for apostasy and the resulting death sentence. They pronounced him guilty of acts of evangelism to Muslims and sentenced him to 3 years in prison. He had been in prison 2 years and 11 months, so they accepted a bail payment and allowed him to go free 1 month early. So he is back with his family right now.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a judge in Pakistan granted bail Friday for 14-year-old Rimsha Masih, who faces blasphemy charges. However, it's not safe for Masih and her family to return home. The law itself is under scrutiny as the case unfolds. The mullah at the local mosque who framed her, he now faces blasphemy charges himself. There's a growing call to get the charges against Rimsha dropped. Pray that Christians in Pakistan will be a light that draws their neighbors to Jesus. And on a whirlwind trip to Malawi, Jim Heck and three others from HCJB Global set up a TV station in less than a month.
If I ever wrote a book about this, I would call it How God Gave the African Bible Colleges of Malawi a Television Station and Let Me Go Along for the Ride.
Equipment hassles pushed the team right to deadline, but now the station's up and students will learn how to piece together a broadcast. Pray for students as they learn how to produce and edit for television. Pray for staff as they seek God's guidance. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, would you like to see how Sat7's offering the life-changing message of the gospel through satellite television? Get your free DVD to see it at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.